RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That's our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to attend ASEAN-Russia Partnership Summit. Indonesia and U.S. navies to repair roads in Mentawai. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo is set to attend a summit marking the 20th anniversary of ASEAN-Russia Partnership and to hold bilateral talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Sochi, Russia on May 18 until 20. Director of Dialogue Partners and Interregional Cooperation of Foreign Ministry Denny Aman made the remarks while chairing the Indonesian delegation to the 30th ASEAN-Russia senior official meeting held in Moscow recently. This was stated by the Indonesian embassy in Moscow in a press statement made available to Antara correspondent based in London on Thursday. The summit is important as ASEAN and Russia head of state and government will meet for the first time in Russia. A series of activities including the ASEAN-Russia Business Forum and the ASEAN-Russian Culture Minister meeting within the framework of ASEAN-Russian Culture Year will highlight the summit. As part of the activities to highlight the ASEAN-Russia Culture Year 2016 during the ASEAN-Russia Summit, the organization committee will also hold the ASEAN-Russia Art and Culture Festival to which Indonesia will send its cultural art team. The forces from the United States Navy, U.S. Navy, and the Indonesian Navy had begun repairing roads in Sipora Island, Mentawai, Island Regency, West Sumatra. The head of publication and documentation of 2016 Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo, Marine Colonel Suradi Agung Slamet, stated on Tuesday that the initiative is part of a program for infrastructure development such as road improvement, namely engineering civic action program as part of 2016's Komodo activity. The 2016 Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo is a naval activity with international standard which will be held from April 12 until 16 in the city of Padang and Mentawai Islands. This activity comprises 2016 International Fleet Review, IFR, and the 15th Western Pacific Naval Symposium, WPNS, and the 2nd Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo. There will be 35 countries joining the construction activity. During the exercise, the Navy from different countries will be working together to carry out activities in the context of humanitarian missions such as medical civic action project and the engineering civic action project as well as training for the maritime peacekeeping operation. Vice President Yusuf Kalla has said that not all funds in the Panama Papers come from illegal activities. In Jakarta on Tuesday, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said the government would give an amnesty to those recorded in the Panama Papers so that they could repatriate their funds back home if they are connected with tax. However, if the names mentioned in the Panama Papers have deliberately kept their funds abroad with the purpose of avoiding legal action at home, the government would process them, he said. Previously, Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said the government would use the Panama Papers data for an additional reference to increase tax income through tax amnesty. The U.S. ambassador to Indonesia, Robert O. Blake, has invited investors from his country to visit South Sumatra province in May to explore investment cooperation in the region. This was stated by the U.S. consular to Sumatra, Robert Ewing, in Palembang on Thursday. Ewing said that he has held a meeting with South Sumatra Governor Alex Nurding to inform him that at least 20 foreign investors are willing to explore cooperation potential in the province. The investor will explore investment potential of the Special Economic Zone's development and that of the Tanjung Api-Api Port in Banyuasin District. During the meeting, Ewing and Alex also discussed the visit's agenda. In addition, Alex said the local government needs investors to construct a Special Economic Zone. According to Alex, there are several investors who had already signed an agreement of investment in the Special Economic Zone. The governor also said the province needs more energy supply to support the construction of the Special Economic Zone projects. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of Foreign Affairs held a cultural coffee morning in Jakarta on Tuesday. The public diplomacy program was intended by the Women Ambassador, the wives of ambassador in Indonesia, the wives of cabinet minister, and the wives of the heads of international organization and members of the Women's International Club in Jakarta. The event aims to promote the cultural heritage of Indonesia, such as music, dance, fashion, and traditional cuisine, to the diplomatic community in Jakarta. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi in opening speech said culture is the most effective tool of diplomacy. This event brings a message of diversity to the world.
In diplomacy, cultural activities are proven to be always the best bridges that connect people from various nations. Cultural cooperation brings friendship. Friendship brings peace. And that is what we badly needed right now in this world. We need friendship, we need tolerance, and we need peace. Through this cultural morning, Indonesia wishes to share, to showcase its cultural heritage. But at the same time, this is very important that Indonesia also wishes to send message to the world of friendship, tolerance, and peace.
Minister Retno further explained these pencils, arts, and cultural products that had been recognized by UNESCO as a world cultural heritage, such as Angklung and Batik. The event featured performances of singing and dancing by Duta Cinta Studio, managed by Titi Puspa. There is also Angklung performance by Sound Angklung Ujo and Batik Fashion Show from one of the renowned batiks from Surakarta. In addition, the guests also had the opportunity to enjoy unique culinary of Java, Sulawesi and Nusa Tenggara and Jamu, a traditional drink that is the secret of Japanese women's health and beauty. Indonesia National Development Planning Ministry and the French Minister of Foreign Trade and Tourism Promotion are developing the potential of the infrastructure investment in Indonesia. The Indonesian National Development Planning Minister Sofian Jalil said in Jakarta on Tuesday that a French delegation brought a number of entrepreneurs who are interested in investing and establishing cooperative projects in Indonesia. The project would be financed by the government of France, such as telecommunications, facilities for the television industry, a green city, and transportation. During a bilateral meeting with the French Minister for Foreign Trade and Tourism Promotion of France, Mathias Fekel, Minister Sopian said that France and Indonesia fought together in financing the revitalization of national television channel, Televisi Republik Indonesia TVRI. Meanwhile, Minister Fekel said that Indonesia and France have a strong climate of cooperation in economy and other fields, such as addressing climate change. One of the sectors in which there is concerted cooperation is renewable energy, together with Indonesian oil and gas company Pertamina. He noted that there are 160 French companies in Indonesia which have created at least 40,000 jobs. The last item, head of Indonesian Institute of Science in Slipi, Iskandar Sulkarnain, released a research expedition team to the islands of Sumba and the provinces West Sulawesi and West Papua in Jakarta on Friday. In his speech, Iskandar said the research regions are believed to have unique natural resources of land and sea due to its location in the southern part of Wallacea transition zone, where the Indo-Malay and Australasia biography characteristics meet. The head of LIPI also hopes that the research team could work optimally and generate knowledge that can be utilized by Indonesia. Iskandar also hopes the research could reveal the biodiversity still hidden in the archipelago. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary entitled Prime Minister of Vietnam and His Future Government. Vietnam has a new Prime Minister, Nguyen Xuan Phuc, as the country's support to spur up its economic growth. Last Wednesday, Parliament of Vietnam installed Nguyen Xuân Phúc as the prime minister replacing Nguyen Tan Dung. Nguyen Xuân Phúc, the only candidate put forward by the Communist Party of Vietnam, won nearly 91% of the vote in the parliament. The election of Nguyen Xuân Phúc as the Vietnamese prime minister made one of the triumvirates, along with two other leaders, the secretary general of the Communist Party and the president of Vietnam. Somehow, it's different from Nguyen Tan Dung, the new prime minister, Nguyen Xuân Phúc, who is 60 years old, is not very well known in international arena. Although he previously served as a deputy prime minister, Nguyen Tan Dung, who was prime minister for 10 years, is known well overseas. He was a reformist who managed to spur the country's economic growth and make Vietnam a country with the fastest growing economy in Asia. Nguyen Tan Dung was dismissed 3 months before his term ends in the middle of the spotlight of his success pushing the state enterprises. Nevertheless, Nguyen Tan Dung was acknowledged to succeed in driving performance improvement of the Vietnamese economy and competing with China. Now Nguyen Xuân Phúc, known as the bureaucrat, has to work hard to demonstrate his good performance to continue the progress that has been obtained during the previous administration. He should be able to maintain the momentum that characterized the country's economic growth rate of nearly 7% in 2015. There are three main steps that Nguyen should carry out. He must address corruption, develop the investment climate, and protect the sovereignty of Vietnam. The new Prime Minister Nguyen Xuân Phúc has pledged to carry out his duties as best as possible and to utilize experience which he did in the parliament so far and has ahead of the development planning and investment. The election and the installment Nguyen Xuân Phúc as the Prime Minister of Vietnam for the next 5 years is not necessarily greeted warmly by all people, especially to some observers. An Army General, Nguyen Vinh, to AFP News Agency said that he is pessimistic over the performance of the ex-bureaucrat. Nguyen Vinh also is doubtful that the new Prime Minister, Nguyen Xuân Phúc, can quickly resolve some problems led by the previous Prime Minister. For Indonesia, the succession of the Vietnamese Prime Minister is certainly the demonstrated efforts of Vietnam. However, Indonesia certainly hopes that whoever leading the neighboring countries and fellow ASEAN members will be able to continue to increase the cooperation that has existed for years. Trade economic cooperation, South China Sea issue and violation of Indonesian sea area by fishermen from Vietnam are the three things that need to be discussed further. At the same time, the scope of cooperation in ASEAN, especially in welcoming the era of ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, must be a jointly shared priority. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event on April 8, 1946, the last session of the Nations League. The League of Nations is an international organization established after 1919 Paris Peace Conference post-World War I. This organization had several functions, namely disarmament, war prevention through collective security, international conflict solution, through negotiation and diplomacy and global life welfare improvement. The idea to form the League of Nations was initiated by U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, although later America never joined in this organization. The World War II emphasized further the reality that League of Nations had failed in preventing war. On April 8, 1946, League of Nations had their last session and was officially disbanded 10 days later. We continue to a historical event on April 8, 1953. Jomo Kenyatta was charged as an anti-English colonialism movement leader in Kenya. Jomo Kenyatta spent his childhood in his hometown of Tegoto City. He had worked at a newspaper in Nairobi for a while. Because of his profession as a writer and journalist, Kenyatta could study in England. After 15 years living in England, Jomo Kenyatta returned to Kenya and became a teacher in 1946. In 1947, he was chosen as the president of Kenya African Union, an active anti-white colonialism party. The struggle against English colonialism ended with Kenyatta arrested on April 8, 1953, and he was imprisoned more than 7 years. When released, Jomo Kenyatta became more active in Kenyan politics. Jomo Kenyatta for the first time became the Kenyan Prime Minister in 1963 until 1964 and the President in 1964 to 1978. He was seen as the founding father of Kenya. Jomo Kenyatta was also known as writer. His books are Facing Mount Kenya in 1983, My People of Kikuyu and the Life of Chief Wangombe in 1994, and Kenya, the Land of Conflict, 1971, and the Challenge of Uhuru, 1971. We end the segment of Today in History with an event on April 8, 2013. Margaret Thatcher, British Prime Minister of 1979 to 1990, passed away. Margaret Hilda Thatcher is a British Prime Minister with the longest period, from 1979 to 1990. As Prime Minister, she applied conservative policies called Thatcherism, beginning her career as chemist and then barrister. Thatcher was chosen as Member of Parliament for Finchley in 1959. Edward Heath appointed her as the National Minister for Education and Science in 1970. In 1975, Thatcher defeated Heath during the Conservative Party leader election and became the opposition leader, as well the first female to lead a big political party in Great Britain. In 1979 election, she became the Prime Minister. Thatcher was elected for the third time in 1987. She finally resigned from her position as Prime Minister and party leader in November 1990, after Michael Heseltine opposed her leadership. After her resignation, she stayed a Member of Parliament and sat on the backbench until 1992. She still became an active public figure in Britain, despite of her polarized image. Even after his husband passed away in 2003, she became an active speaker. Finally, Thatcher passed away in London on April 8, 2013, due to stroke. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome back to Focus. Today's edition features Indonesia, Belgium agree on increasing economic cooperation. Stay tuned. Listener, Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomed the delegates of Belgium Kingdom led by Princess Astrid at the Merdeka Palace Jakarta on March 15. Princess Astrid, who is the sister of Belgian King Philip,
brought around 300 businessmen and 127 companies. This was the biggest state visit of Belgium. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi, who accompanied the president in the meeting, said the president agreed to increase economic relationship mainly in the trade and investment sector. Minister Retno Marsudi said the total trade transaction of Indonesia and Belgium in 2015 reached $1.67 billion US dollars, while the investment was $7 million US dollars. President Joko Widodo also conveyed his hope for the bilateral trade relationship increase to be profitable for both countries. The increase, according to Minister Retno Marsudi, can be done through increasing in interaction between business community of both countries and market access expansion for Indonesian products such as footwear, rubber, textile, electronics, and furniture. President Joko Widodo invited Belgian investors to increase their investment in Indonesian strategic sectors such as infrastructure, telecommunication, movie industry, and raw material. While on cultural cooperation, the president welcomed the Indonesian-Belgium cultural cooperation, including the Indonesian theme park, Kingdom of Ganesha, inside Pairi Daiza Park, Belgium. President Joko Widodo also happy for Indonesia to be an honorary guest in the Europalia Festival 2017, which will be optimized as means to promote Indonesian culture and tourism. One day ahead, on March 14th, Princess Astrid had a meeting with Vice President Yusuf Kalla in Jakarta. In the meeting, Yusuf Kalla expressed his appreciation for Princess Astrid to choose Indonesia as an honorary visit destination of Belgian Kingdom. Yusuf Kalla added, "So far, the relation between Indonesia and Belgium is good, especially in the establishment of chocolate factory in Indonesia. Therefore, Belgium encouraged Indonesia to increase the cooperation in chocolate and other natural resources. Indonesia itself is an open country of long history of cooperation with Belgium." On the other hand, Industry Minister Saleh Husin said, "So far, the Belgian investors still look upon power sector in several regions of Indonesia." Even according to Minister Saleh Husin, the power sector is still the main focus for investors from Belgium. Currently, Belgium had participated in power plant constructions in Sumatra and Kalimantan. In this cooperation, Belgium plans to support the 35,000 megawatt power program. Listener, that was Focus.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo is set to attend a summit marking the 20th anniversary of ASEAN-Russia partnership and to hold bilateral talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Sochi, Russia on May 18 until 20. The forces from United States Navy, U.S. Navy and Indonesian Navy had begun repairing roads in Supora Island, Mentawai Island Regency, West Sumatra. The head of publication and implementation of 2016 multilateral naval exercise Komodo, Marine Colonel Suradia Gunslam, stated on Tuesday that the initiative is part of a program for infrastructure development such as road improvement, namely engineering civic action program as part of 2016 Komodo activity. Vice President Yusuf Kalla has said that not all funds in the Panama Papers can prompt illegal activities. In Jakarta on Tuesday, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said the government would give an amnesty to those recorded in the Panama Papers so that they could repatriate their funds back home if they are connected with tax. The U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia, Robert O'Blake, has invited investors from his country to visit South Sumatra province in May to explore investment cooperation in the region. Minister of Foreign Affairs held a cultural coffee morning in Jakarta on Tuesday. The public diplomacy program was attended by Women Ambassador, the Vice Ambassador in Indonesia, the Vice of Cabinet Minister, and the wives of the heads of international organizations and members of the Women's International Club in Jakarta. Indonesian National Development Planning Ministry and the French Minister of Foreign Trade and Tourism Promotion are developing the potential for infrastructure investment in Indonesia. Indonesian National Development Planning Minister Sofian Jalil said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the French delegation brought a number of entrepreneurs who are interested in investing and establishing cooperation in Indonesia. Head of Indonesian Institute of Science LIPI Iskandar Sulkarnain released a research expedition team to the islands of Sumbawa and the provinces West Sulawesi and West Papua in Jakarta on Friday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's World Cultural Heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuning in to the Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta. And listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Maluku Province. Stay tuned. Ambon, the town in Maluku Province, is quite famous among tourists. Situated on a hill overlooking the bay, Ambon is actually presenting a variety of destinations of nature, history, as well as culinary. From the existing tourism destinations, natural tourism destinations become a leading tourism destination in Ambon. Ambon has many white sand beaches and crystal clear waters such as Natsepa Beach, Liang Beach and the Pintu Kota Beach. After traveling to some beaches, do not forget to taste a variety of typical culinaries. Papeda, which is served with yellowfish sauce, become typical food of local residents and are also favored by many tourists. There is also fresh smoked fish eaten with cholo cholo chili, as well as fruit salad that must taste while relaxing on the Natsepa Beach. Today, we invite you to know one of the Ambon typical culinaries, namely the smoked fish or asap fish. The raw material of the food is sea fish, especially tuna, tongkol, and cakalang. Usually, cakalang fish and tuna is directly smoked. The making process is fairly easy. The fish was split into two to be evenly cooked. Then the fish is cleaned with lemon juice to eliminate fishy. Furthermore, the fish were pierced with bamboo and neatly set on the grill. The curing is done with charcoal for approximately 3 hours. When smoked, the fish oiled with seasoning and vegetable oil in order to last long time and still delicious when it is stored in the refrigerator. Besides, it is a good taste. The Ambon typical culinary has a long durability up to 5 days. Moreover, it can reach 1 week if put into the refrigerator. Ikan asap, or smoked fish, has a special aroma and delicious taste, especially because it is grilled on wood. Asap fish usually enjoyed with a condiment, the local people called cholo cholo. Cholo cholo sauce consisting of spices such as garlic, cayenne pepper, tomatoes, lime and sliced celery leaves blended into one, then added with soy sauce. A blend of spicy and the taste of lime juice is quite tasty. Ikan asap and cholo cholo sauce will be more delicious eaten with warm rice.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, in Ambon, you will not be difficult to find ikan asap. You can walk to the Galala area, Sirimau sub-district, Ambon City. There you can see the rows of stalls of vendors peddling asap fish with various sizes and types. The price is varied, ranging from 30,000 to 40,000 rupiah per piece. Besides selling ikan asap or smoked fish, the merchants there are also sell cholo-cholo chili. If you buy it, the merchants will prepare for special package for your souvenirs. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic typical ikan asap or smoked fish from Maluku. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener, here is Miscellany. Today's edition features Majapahit Travel Fair. Stay tuned. Majapahit was a kingdom centered in East Java, Indonesia, in 1293 to 1500 AD. This kingdom had its peak glory by becoming a great empire during the reign of Hayam Wuruk in 1350 until 1389. The Majapahit kingdom was the last Hindu-Buddha conquering in the archipelago and was seen as one of the greatest country in Indonesian history. According to the Negara Kertagama script, the dominion spread across Java, Sumatra, Malay Peninsula, up to East Indonesia, although the real territory is still being debated. In order to introduce the beauty of Majapahit, the government of Indonesia held the Majapahit Travel Fair 2016, taking place in Bumi Surabaya City Resort, Surabaya, April 14, 2016. The Majapahit Travel Fair 2016 will be the biggest travel and tourism industry exhibition in East Java Province. The event will present tourism industry representatives, including tourism operator and tourism destinations representatives available in East Java and other regions. Besides that, there will be tourism products, facilities, and services, as well as family trip for the buyer, seller, and exhibitor to several tourism attractions in East Java. Also, there are seminars presenting Indonesian permanent tourism professionals. The Majapahit Travel Fair 2016 is aimed to increase the tourism operation ability through the marketing, promotion, and negotiation, increasing people appreciation as the key role in tourism industry, and supporting the local national economy at the same time. Also, to create business opportunity for promotion, increasing cooperation among its Java tourism operators, among inter-provinces in Indonesia, and also between domestic as well as international tourism business people. Besides about business, the event also intends to promote the East Java cultural attractions and important story, because Majapahit had her historical value, inseparable from the current Indonesian politics development. And listener, that's the miscellany about Majapahit Travel Fair. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to the Music Corner, presenting you Indonesian music, either modern or the classic ones. In today's edition, we would like to present an Indonesian dangdut singer, Minel. But before we begin, let's listen to one of her songs entitled Mesra, or in English means intimate. Enjoy!
listener, Minal is a beautiful woman. Born in Pasuruan, May 19, 1968, with art running in her blood. In such young age, Minal had mastered traditional and modern dances, and every year always won every competition she joined. However, she began recording in high school through her album entitled Sombong or Arrogant, created by Henry Martinez in 1988. After enlisting in Borobudur University, Minal published another album entitled Belenggu, or in English means Shackle, in 1992, created by Rina and Joel Kizal. As well as other albums such as Ingin Jadi Orang Kaya or Want to Be a Rich Person, Sabutangan Kroncong Reggae or Kroncong Reggae Handkerchief, and Mata Macan or The Tiger's Eyes. Alright listener, here comes another song by Minal entitled Kelap Kelip, or in English means The Blinking Lights.
Belah kemarin
Entering 2000s, where house dangdut genre was trending, Minil became famous again through an Nyai Ronggeng album. At the time, Minil had been criticized by the king of dangdut, Roma Irama, for her inappropriate dance. In 2001, Minil released another Malay Nuance album, Kasih, consisting of songs far from her voice character in her early career. Supported by violin, the song Kasih, or Love, became more lively and easy listening. Through this song, Minil was nominated for the Best Malayan Song in a Music Award. And listener, that's the music corner about Minil. To wrap the program, let's enjoy two more songs from her, entitled Kasih or Love and Kasmaran or In Love. Enjoy the songs and see you next time.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.